The meeting was very good today. We understood ourselves with the labor, and I think we almost rounded everything. So it's just dotting the i's and tomorrow, because they agreed that on so many of the things that we did. So the only thing is that protocol, they will have to inform their people tomorrow. And perhaps in the evening, tomorrow, there may be a communique.
I know the president spoke on this matter. What can you tell us about what the president said?
Well, most of the things the president said about it were issues that were raised from them, that they raised through our ministry, the Ministry for Labor. And some of the things they said are some of the things that will alleviate the hardship that are going to suffer as a result of the subsidy withdrawal. So I communicated the whole thing to Mr. President, and Mr. President agreed on substantial part of the recommendation, like things about transportation, the issue of palliatives that are going to go around, and then the tax reliefs on so many of the items, and then the consideration for small businesses. And those were mainly some of those things. And then how much as to what will you be used now in the next 6 months, and then the new salary increase.
Do you think the federal government made enough offer for the labor to accept it?
The president was really magnanimous and good faith in what he was doing, especially for the labor, and also pleading with them to exercise patience as we go in implementing the sub. He made a lot of offers in the broadcast, and also they saw that there was good faith in whatever he was doing. And then on those offers, they are now going to brief their people tomorrow with a view to withdrawing the strike.
The 25,000 naira wage, what can you say about that?
No. It's not 25. I think it's 35. President earlier made an offer of 25, but in the course of our discussions with them, I think we went back to him and he increased it to 35. So it's not 25, it's 35.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.